And looking back, I realised Andrew was a total square peg in a round hole, because Andrew has always been, I will do it my own way. So to try to get Andrew drilled into doing it a specific way, they were trying to get him to get to a sitting position when he could already sit on the floor if you put him and keep his balance. And he had developed a way that he could roll over, get onto his knees, and get into a sitting position. So they were trying to teach him how to sit properly. And one day I said, are you aware he can actually sit? Are you aware he can get himself up? And they said, no, how can he do that? I said, okay, we'll give him a chance and let him show you. So I said, okay, Andrew, get yourself sitting. So he did, and they were absolutely gobsmacked. So they were trying to go through everything he innately had already been teaching himself to do. Actually, he was 1 year old, and we were on the beach in South Wales when he first sat for a long time unsupported on the beach. And I actually said, I better take a photograph of this. I didn't know he could do this. But of course, the sand was moulded around his body. And it took about another 3 months before he could sit on a hard floor. But he would literally look around the beach and he would look at what other people were doing. And then he would model his behaviour on what he was observing. And to actually watch this thought process going on was really quite startling, because you could literally see it going in and think, right, I'm going to do that. And so he just didn't fit in with this very rigid regime at the Spastic Centre.